Good morning, everyone. Happy to have this opportunity this morning because it was supposed to be on Wednesday. And I had some brake problems in my car. It's a good lesson in life. Not important just to accelerate, you have to have brakes as well. But we know that according to the Psak of Rav Schechter, so we're observing, we're celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut on Shabbos, which means that today, marking in a sense Yom HaZikaron. In 1951, then Prime Minister and Minister of Defense David Ben-Gurion established a beautiful concept, really, that before we can celebrate Israeli independence, before we can celebrate what we have and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with, we have to commemorate, we have to mark, and we have to contemplate those who gave everything to have those gifts, to have that gift, to have the gifts of Eretz Yisrael. As of this year, the number, which Rachman Litzlan rises every year, is at 23,928 victims, soldiers, and those who have died in terror attacks, Rachman Litzlan, Hashem Yishmarenu. My Rebbe, Rabbi Wein, notes that the Nazis didn't kill 6 million Jews. Besides, the numbers are probably much, much higher. But even 6 million, it becomes one awful, yet somewhat bearable number. 6 million. He said they killed one plus one plus one plus one. Every one was a world. We know, Kol HaMatzil Nefesh Achas Miyisrael, someone who saves one Jew, it's like he saved the whole world. Every person is a world. A world of love and a world of passions and a world of dreams and aspirations and hopes and goals. That's unbearable. To think about 1 plus 1 6 million times is not the same as just 6 million. 23,928 is unbearable. One victim is unbearable. That's part of the value and the beauty of Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei Amud Aleph tells us, we know that we're anticipating Be'ezer Hashem in 2 weeks, the celebration of Lag Ba'Omer. Om Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, he would be one to know. Shlosha Niknes B'Yisurim are 3 things that are only acquired with challenge and difficulty and pain. Eretz Yisrael, Torah, V'Holam Abba. A friend once, years ago, wrote me a letter from Eretz Yisrael. It was first year and he was having a difficult time. It was the beginning of the year. But he wrote so beautifully. He said, he quoted this Gemara, the 3 things are acquired only with challenge, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. And he said, I guess if I'm trying to get all 3 at once, it's going to be difficult. It's par for the course. Eretz Yisrael is nicknames for Yisurim. So today, before we can celebrate, we have to think about just a few, just a handful in the minutes that I have of some great people, of these people who have given all so that we can have Eretz Yisrael today. Hadar Golden was a lieutenant in the Givati Brigade. On August 1st, 2014, in Operation Protective Edge, 2 hours after Hamas agreed to a ceasefire, they ambushed 3 Israeli soldiers from a tunnel in Gaza and killed them, Rahmanul Islan. And Hadar was one of those who were killed, 23 years old. His body is still being held by Hamas. And on the top of the website in English, dedicated to his memory, there's a counter. As of today, 2,450 days and hours and minutes and seconds that his body is still being held. But Hadar Golden, they published after his Petira, they found the Mesilas Yesharim. He had a tremendous affinity, tremendous love for Mesilas Yesharim, for the works, the amazing works of the Ramchal. And he wrote copious and meticulous notes that you can see in them the yearning of a Ben Torah, of an aspiring Ben Torah. And it was published. And when I read about this, I wanted to have it. It's like a chavrusa. It's Eich Livnot Chayim. Chavrusa b'mesilas yishon mim Hadar Golden. So his neshama is here in the Sefer. And you see it. You see the greatness of a person just 23 years old, not so much older than many of you. One. There was a Hesder yeshiva student in Kerem Biavne named Dov Indig. Wrote a book. Actually, he didn't write a book. He had a correspondence. He met a soldier on one of his, 6 months, they learned 6 months there in the army. One of his stints in the army, met a fellow, a secular fellow, who was very impressed by him. He was a young man. This man said to him, I have a daughter, kibbutznik. She has all these questions. She's always bugging. I don't know how to answer. Maybe you can create a correspondence with her. It has now been published and now been translated into English, Letters to Talia. The correspondence between them. Again, you feel the love of Torah that he has, the love for Eretz Yisrael, where he talks about different issues. And one, which really blew me away, where she asks him to come and to speak, and he says, I don't know. She says, what's wrong? He's to speak to my Rabban, because boy, girl, even though he was a few years older than her. But everything he did, he quotes his Rabban, and he quotes Sforim. It's an amazing work between a religious, again, aspiring Ben Torah, and the way he was able to make a connection, and she was able to make a connection with a totally secular girl, and how he moves her. And you grow to connect with Dov through reading the book, which I just finished. October 7th, 1973, Yud Aleph Tishrei, the day before, in the middle of Yom Kippur, sirens went off, and that night he rushed home and rushed out to war and never came home. And the last letter is from just before Yom Kippur, and it's heartbreaking. From a person who decided, and he writes in his letters, I think that I've decided to dedicate my life to teaching and chinuch and Torah. One. I don't know who this soldier was. I was once in Eretz Yisrael and up north, some rest stop, and they had these cards from a soldier named Tzachi Sasson. And Tzachi Sasson, these little cards that they gave out, which I carry in my wallet. And it contains, Tzachi Sasson was killed on Yutes Shvat Tovshin Samach Aleph. And they recorded a letter that he wrote to his younger brother when he was inducted into the Tzahal. In 1989, and the letter is called Leos Chayil Dati, to be a religious soldier. Time doesn't permit, it's not that long, but he writes to his brother, he says, I know that some of these ideas are very ideological, very lofty. He said, but that's what we aspire for. And he writes, after a white night, which I assume means being up all night, to daven shachris, even if it's so late, after traveling and after maneuvers, to daven mariv, to be careful with basar v'cholov, to remember that even if your commanders aren't always so, they forget how long it takes to daven anyway, to make sure that you take out the time, to be careful with nivel peh, so easy to forget when a person's away in an army, to remember, he writes so beautifully, what it means to have a kippah on your head and what it demands of you. And to always remember who you are. A beautiful lesson for all of us. Leos Chayil Dati. Roy Klein, who has become a legacy in Eretz Yisrael. A father and a husband who jumped on a grenade. A grenade was thrown over the wall with his entire brigade, and he jumped on it, knowing that he was about to die, to save the rest of his brigade, screaming Shema Yisrael. And as he lay afterwards, absorbing the impact with his body to save everyone else, and he lay dying, knowing it, and called into the radio, Klein is dead, screaming Shema Yisrael. And he told the medic, go take care of the other major who was hit, instead of himself. It becomes somewhat unbearable. That's just four. It's known that Talmidim once asked Rosh Zalman Auerbach if they can go up north. They wanted to daven at Kivrei Tzadikim. Rosh Zalman said, it's a beautiful thing, but traveling time, you want to daven at Kivrei Tzadikim, go to Har Herzl, where the soldiers are buried. We transition, we go based on the shoulders of these people who gave everything. People whose lives were stolen away from them for Eretz Yisrael, whether they themselves, not all of them may have an appreciation for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but the bottom line is they gave their lives for Eretz Yisrael. And we transition from that into the celebration of Yom HaTzimut, the celebration of what Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. My Rebbe, Rabbi Wein, always says, our great grandparents, for you, your great great grandparents, would have walked across, and I don't think he was being poetic, they would have walked across Europe in the snow, barefoot, to see any sort of Jewish state. It was unheard of. And he also said over in 1948, after the state was declared, they had a rally. He grew up in Chicago. He was a young man at the time. They had a rally in Chicago Stadium. There were 20,000 or a little over 20,000 people in the stadium. 40,000 people outside the stadium couldn't get in. He said, my Rebbeim, I turned around, my Rebbeim from Yeshiva. In his words, none of who could ever be accused of being Zionists. But they were all there. And when they raised the flags to the rafters, there wasn't a dry eye in the stadium. In his words, 2,000 years of gullus came pouring out. But the magic of the moment gets lost in politics, in arguments, and in just daily living. And the appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Me'ashpos Yorim Evyon, that a nation who limped barely out of the crematoria and the gas chambers with the smoke of Auschwitz still bellowing, 3 years later, overcame crazy odds with an inept army. It's miraculous. And it doesn't make sense. The Gemara Nida Lamed Aleph says, Ein Bal Neis Makir Beniso. A person who's experiencing a miracle doesn't recognize it. Even today, every single day, we live in miraculous times. We don't appreciate it. We don't understand the greatness of what we're living through. So we shouldn't just mark the day. Yeah, hallel. No hallel. Celebrate. What does it mean to us? We're zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael. Some of us will be zocha to be there soon, Be'ezer Hashem. Should we go to the Kotel now? Let's go for lunch, and then we'll go to the Kotel. Do you know what those words, what our great-grandparents would have given to say such things? If we go to Kavir Achol today, maybe we'll go, maybe tomorrow. Maras Machpelah. It's a gift. It's a gift, and it's a tremendous chizik to us, but we dare not, although we often do, take it for granted, to appreciate it. Let me end. Rav Av on his status has a quote that I love. Live big. Anyone?
Go big or go home.
Live big or go home. Live big or go home. What does it mean to live big? It means to live for greater than yourself. Not just about me. Of course, I have to take care of me. But I have to aspire for more than me. To live beyond myself. To the extreme throwy climb, jumping on a grenade to save others knowingly. But to live for greater ideals, we all have them. It doesn't mean to be a gadol. Gadol means beyond, bigger than myself. One of the greatest icons, and I'll conclude with this, is Miriam Peretz. In Eretz Yisrael on Yom HaZikaron, she didn't want to become an icon and a hero, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls on people sometimes, even when they don't want to be. Her son Uriel, 22 years old, was killed in Lebanon in 1998. And if that's not unbearable enough, her son Eliraz, 31 years old, was killed in Gaza in 2010. After Uriel was killed, so the soldiers brought a stone from the spot on where he was killed, charred, blackened stone. And she said over that for years, whenever she felt she was losing her connection with her son, with Uriel, she would pick up that stone and hold it close to her heart. In 2006, Eliraz, her second son, came home and he had been stationed up in Lebanon and he brought a stone from the same spot where his brother Uriel had been killed. And he showed her and he said, look, Ma, it's white and it's clean and it's beautiful. The rain has washed away the pain. The sun has grown flowers all throughout the area. After Eliraz was killed, soldiers who served with him, she says, visited me, and they brought me a stone from the spot upon which he was killed. And she says, and when Mashiach will come, and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I will take those stones, and I will put them in the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the attitude, and that's the heroics of the Jewish people. We take the pain, which is often unbearable, and we use it as the foundation for the next period of growth and greatness. We're all part of that story. We're all part of that greatness. Live big or go home.